Well, it might be called the lucky country, but if you're a mammal, Australia is a rough place to be. More mammals have become extinct here than anywhere else in the world. Now, a new international list of threatened species suggests that more might be on the way out. Jane Cowan reports.
Australia doesn't have the best track record when it comes to extinctions. The thylacine is just one of 21 mammals that have already vanished from our shores. Now a report compiled by the International Union for Conservation of Nature lists almost 60 Australian animals as threatened, by far the highest number of any developed nation.
Look, I think the situation is as desperate as ever, and as we can see each year the lists get longer and longer and more species are in dire straits.
Dr. Nicola Marcus is the Chief Conservation Officer with Bush Heritage Australia, a private land conservation organisation.
The frustration about this is that we know so much about what the drivers for the decline is, and yet our sincerity about taking action at the right scale is still not there.
The problem is one of land management, the effects of farming and bushfires combined with weeds and feral animals. Chris West is the CEO of the Royal Zoological Society of South Australia.
It's of significant concern, and it should re-ring alarm bells for us to concentrate on the animals that are critically endangered that we need to save from the brink.
Among the mammals most at risk is the Christmas Island shrew, which hasn't been seen since the late 80s, and the Gilbert's potoroo, which is down to about 40 animals in a small corner of Western Australia. Then there's the Tasmanian devil, which has made it onto the endangered list after facial tumour disease caused numbers to drop by 60% in the last decade. Professor Chris West says there's also the critically endangered mountain pygmy possum.
Its entire range is about 10 square kilometres, smack bang in the middle of the sort of skiing area in Victoria, and it's sensitive to disturbance and so on. If Australia wants mountain pygmy possums, then we need to reduce human disturbance and get rid of blackberries and give them the space they need.
Conservationists and zoologists agree what's needed are more sustainable land management practices implemented by governments at the local, state and federal levels. But Dr. Nicola Marcus says consumers alone can make a huge difference through the choices they make in the meat or dairy aisle of their supermarket.
Simply by reducing the amount of meat we eat for starters and the amount of milk and dairy products that we consume, that is a fundamental step that we can take in protecting our environment, in reducing the demand and in allowing those industries to cut back to more sustainable levels.
Dr. Nicola Marcus from Bush Heritage Australia, ending Jane Cowan's report.